As we switch now to line two, we've got Josh Danner, Frankfort City policeman, on the horn here. Josh, good morning. Thanks for the phone call.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. You hit me up once a year, usually. We want to talk Santa Slam and Special Olympics. That's coming up, just like 5 days from now, this weekend?
Yes, sir. It'll be this Saturday, November 20th.
All right. Well, tell us about how people can get registered and what you're expecting this year.
Yeah, this will be our final year. This is actually our fifth annual Santa Slam. It takes place at the Clinton County Boys and Girls Club here in Frankfort at 1100 West Green Street. Registration for the event starts at 9 o'clock, ends right around 10. It's a three-on-three basketball tournament. And the purpose of the tournament itself is to be able to give back to our local Clinton County Special Olympics program. I know they've had difficult times over the last year or two, not being able to participate in events due to COVID, just kind of like everybody else has gone through over the last couple of years. So the athletes are extremely excited. I'm actually coaching this year, the basketball team. We began practice on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, and they're excited. They're ready to go. But the tournament, like I said, it benefits them. All the profits of the tournament itself go to them, and be able to provide financial assistance for the athletes to participate in local and state events throughout the year.
So what's the best way to get registered? I assume you want people to pre-register, right?
I don't do pre-registration.
Okay.
If there's an individual that would like to, or a team that would like to pre-register, they're more than welcome to do that. I have a Facebook site. It's called Fifth Annual Santa Slam. It's on, like I said, on Facebook. The cost is $40 per team. I have to have a minimum of three players. And if you only have three players, it's just $10 a player. I don't charge the full 40 amount. And you have to be at least 16 years of age to play. It is just a men's league, but if there's a women's group or a girls group that would like to come out and play, I'd love to have them. But if you're 16 to 18, there's a permission slip that has to be signed by our parent or guardian, kind of like a waiver, since it is at the Boys and Girls Club, liability and things along those lines that we'd like to have signed.
So you started this about 5 years ago, and I remember when you called me for the first time, Josh. So you expect to do this once or twice a year and keep this going then?
No, I'm going to go a different avenue, I think. I used to do one in the summertime as well. It was called a hoopathon. We used to do backpacks for needy kids throughout the year once they started school. But I've noticed, and I'm getting older. We're all getting older.
Sure.
You know, I can't really participate in these things. But this will be my last one. But like I said, I'm looking to go in different avenues. I love to get back to my community. Like I said, I did the hoopathon during the year, Santa Slam for Special Olympics. So I'm going to look for a different avenue and try to go someplace else. And like I said, I'm giving back by coaching. I know that there always is a need of volunteers for the Special Olympics. I mean, this past weekend, our bowling team was able to participate in regionals. We had 16 athletes medal. 20 of those athletes that we had total will be going on to state. So our local group and our local athletes are fantastic. They're wonderful people. They'll be at some of them will be at the event on Saturday. And the joy that, this event and just being around people and the smiles that it brings to their faces makes it all worth it. But one other thing I want to add here real quick, Kevin, is,
sure.
is we had a sponsor generously donate two Indiana Pacers tickets. She's a season ticket holder. This is her second year doing this. But she has donated two tickets to be raffled off. Well, it'll be a raffle for the February 13th game of 2022, so that's a Sunday. It'll be against the Minnesota Timberwolves at 3 o'clock. Her tickets are located in Section 2, Row 7. I've actually used these seats a couple times. I'm telling you, the view is fantastic.
Nice.
You're right along the tunnel where the Pacers come out. You can stick your hand down. You get fives from the players.
Nice.
I mean, you are right there. I mean, you can. And she has generously donated those again. So if you go to the page, like I mentioned, on Facebook, tickets are $5 each or $7 for $20, and it's got how you can purchase those tickets through Venmo, PayPal, and those will also be available the day of the tournament, like I said, this Saturday. And then we'll do a live drawing for those on December the 11th at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live.
So this is the final Santa Slam ever, correct?
That is correct. That is my anticipation. So I'd like to be able to give as much as I can, and our sponsors, our local sponsors, whether it be from, you know, small sponsor to a big sponsor, they have been absolutely fantastic this year. I cannot thank our community enough so far with the sponsors that we've brought in. You know, the overwhelming support has been fantastic. Like I said, I think with my age and, you know, people aren't playing basketball as much as they have been in the past locally and, you know, in surrounding counties and things like that. So I'm going to try to find something else. You know, I have a close relationship with a lot of the athletes, and I know they're excited for this event and they're excited for what maybe we can do in the future. But I think, you know, sometimes things just run their course, and I think this has kind of run its course. But I don't want to stop giving back and stop having a charity event. I just don't know what I'll do going forward. But I hope to have plans in the coming months of what we're going to do next year in order to give back to our local Special Olympics organization.
Well, if this is the last one ever, that should be more than enough reason for any basketball player out there listening right now to put a team together and raise some money for Special
Indiana.
Olympics.
I mean, this is Indiana.
Someone's
right?
going to pick this up anyway, you know, eventually, right? I mean, somebody's going to come back. But I mean,
yeah,
this one right here, if this is the last one, come on, calling
make,
all players.
Yeah,
exactly.
Make it
a good one. Come on.
Yeah, I've played in several of these throughout. I've traveled an hour and a half, hour or 2 hours to play in some of these types of tournaments before and stuff. So, you know, I've reached out to a lot of the people that I've played in those, you know, and said, hey, this is the final one. I'd like to make it big. You know, I even thought about doing a bigger cash prize, but unfortunately that just didn't work out. So it'll just be trophies and a championship T-shirt for the winners. Because, you know, like I said, I wanted to be able to give back as much financial assistance as I could to the program. And, you know, I think in order for us to do that, we weren't able to give that cash prize like we've done in previous years. But, you know, I want to go out with a bang, as they say, and I think that'll be it. And we are offering food during the tournament as well. Food will start about 1 o'clock. We're going to offer hot dogs, cheese dogs, nachos, and things like that. And all the profit from that money, any profit that's made throughout the tournament and throughout the event itself, all the profit goes towards the program. And you know, I love being able to give back. And I hope our community can come out and support this last event. Like I said, the athletes will be there on Saturday. I know of two of them for sure. They even take off work on Saturday. They ask me every year, Josh, when's your tournament? They make sure, I'm going to be off that day. I said, okay. And like I said, so we had our first practice on Wednesday for basketball, and a lot of them were excited, and I hope to see more of them there, and I hope to see a lot of the community there on Saturday as well at 10 o'clock at the Clinton County Boys and Girls Club.
Officer Danner, thank you for everything you do to protect our community and give back. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate your time, and the pleasure has been all mine to come on your show.